the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Daniel Latto, and welcome. I'm recording this from my home office here in the UK, where it's been raining just for a change, but it's quite a welcome change to the 37 degree heat we've just had in Spain. And actually, I'm really glad to come here and get wet, quite frankly, because it was untenable in terms of just the heat. There's only so long you can stay in a swimming pool for before you go really old and wrinkly. Maybe I was old before I got in the swimming pool, but wrinkly, or maybe not as much. But so anyway, it's good to be back here in the UK. We're here for a short stop before we jump on another plane, go to Canada for 2 weeks. And then after Canada, we come back here, back to the UK, we drop the kids back off, then we jump on yet another plane, and then we get over back over to Spain, back to a 35 degree heat, I imagine, although it seems to be a bit of a heat wave at the moment. And in fact, on that note, we've actually just booked our 20 journeys, all of which are paid for on the flights. So we're just at the end of August, and all the flights now are booked up. We've got 20 flights up to the end of the year, up to 2018. And we've actually paid them all up front. So that's pretty cool as well. But it's an awful lot of travelling, an awful lot of flights. I'm pretty sure you can imagine how tiresome that can be, waiting for Ryanair. Interestingly as well, we looked at what the cost would be to buy a private jet. And that was quite interesting too, just as a mental agility from a mathematics point of view and making those numbers work. So we looked at, you know, it's going to cost £9,000 per journey just for the petrol that you put in a plane. So you turn up at Tesco's petrol station, you fill up your plane. The plane's £2 million, by the way. Like I say, it was a mental exercise rather than a real... Well, I was going to say realistic exercise, but reality and realism is in the eye of the beholder, I find, because going back 10 years ago, I would never dream that I literally don't work for a living, and that I live in Spain. I just would never have imagined that. Having gone through all the stuff with kids and all that family court stuff, we would never have imagined that. But here we are today, and that's exactly the life that we live. So in terms of what's real and what's not real, it's just depending on the person, quite frankly. So never let yourself think that something's unrealistic. And, you know, as a kid, I was always told that my dreams were unrealistic, that you're a dreamer. I remember my brother telling me what a dreamer I was, and my maths teacher having a go at me for just staring out the window in a daydream. They're probably still working, quite frankly, 25 years later, 30 years later, I should say. Whereas, obviously, I'm not. I'm just turned 45. So big difference. So never let those people think that you can't make it. So we got our flights booked. If we were to do the private jet, £2 million for a jet, £9,000 each way. We make four of those every month from Spain back up to Leeds. But just imagine that's £40,000 a month. That's £500,000 a year just on petrol. Then you've got depreciation of a plane, you've got finances and all that other stuff. So it was a really interesting exercise. We worked out that actually if we were doing £250,000 a month, we could probably do that quite realistically and quite safely as well. So then the next problem is, how do you get to £250,000 a month? That is a multiple of what we're doing right now on a monthly basis. Bear in mind that we're not doing much coaching right now. Decided to take some time off and just recuperate and get some rest. But from our property income, which is where all our income comes if we're not doing coaching, what do we need to put in place in order to make £250,000 a month? That's after all your costs, that's profit. What do we do to make that a reality? So it's quite an interesting little thought process. Now, if you've never done this, by the way, I would highly recommend that you spend 10 minutes. I was actually driving at the time, but I did the numbers in my head. It took me a while. maths is never my strong point, but it was really interesting. Just running those numbers. And again, today I was running the numbers and just seeing, you know, if we take on X number of clients at X amount per month, what does that work out at? What do I need to put in place to make that work? So that's really interesting. So to give you an example, if you've got a product at, let's just make sure I get the numbers right here. So let's pull up the calculator. But if you've got a product that's pulling in £2,500 and you can sell that to 1,000 people, actually that's 2.5 million, so you don't need 2,500 pounds. You need £250 times 1,000 people. There's your £250,000. Isn't that interesting? 250 quid a month. And all you got to do is go find 1,000 people to sell whatever that product happens to be. It needs to be a residual income product. So it could be coaching, but how do you provide coaching for 1,000 people and make it as valueful that someone's going to pay £250 a month? So that's one way of looking at that number. Another way is let's divide it by £100. £100 a month is 2,500 people every single month. Let's do it a different way. £250,000 divided by £10 a month is 25,000 people. So, like, you're talking Netflix sort of revenues, or certainly not revenues, but Netflix-esque type of numbers. But you should sit down and work out what those numbers are going to be. £250,000 a month. By the way, that's a ridiculous sum. I mean, don't get me wrong. I totally acknowledge that that's a ridiculous sum right now, to, you know, in this format today. But if you're going to commit, and I'm worried about committing, because when I commit to something, I'm fully committed and I keep going until I get it. That's part of being successful, right? But when you commit to a £250,000 goal, and this is one of the conversations I was having on Facebook, was, you know, if I, those 20 flights that I've booked from now up until the end of the year, that's going to cost me, if I was on a private jet, just in petrol alone, at £9,000 per journey, then, you know, 20 times 9 is £180,000. But actually, I've not spent £180,000 booking those flights. I probably spent 1,500 quid on Ryanair. It's a pretty big price difference there, you know. It's literally £180,000 price difference. And the question that you've got to ask yourself is, do I really want to spend that much life energy going into shaving off 5 or 6 hours four times a month and having to drive to Alicante Airport and get on a plane full of the Blue Winds Brigade going into Benidorm and back to Leeds? You know, is it worth expending the amount of life energy that it will take in order to achieve that goal? Or actually, do I just put up and shut up? Now, if you're just going to put up and shut up, that really is the easy way out. And that's not to say that that's wrong. I love taking the easy way out, as you're probably aware from previous podcasts. I like being lazy. In fact, my business really improved when I moved to Spain, because I could no longer go and do stuff. I had to pay other people to do stuff, and that meant that my business improved, you know? Because I'm often a bottleneck in my business. And so if I can take myself out of that bottleneck and pass it on to someone else, then brilliant. That's exactly what we do. We've got our handyman and we've got our cleaner. And that system works really well. But you've got to work out, do you want to expend this life energy to get £250,000 just in order to save these extra hours every month? But then, obviously, you know, if you're going to get a private jet, then at £250,000 a month, and it's going to cost you 40 grand a month for the jet, for the fuel and so on. Let's round it up to 100 just for depreciation and costs and anything else. You know, then you're going to have like a really nice car. Then you're going to have, and I don't mean like a Porsche or a Ferrari, you know, like a really nice car. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I was just looking at one of my friends on Facebook, believe it or not, has a Porsche 918, a Porsche 918. I was just having a look. A beautiful looking car. And I was having a look on Auto Trader to see how much they were. And there's only two of them up for sale in the UK at 1.3 million. So, you know, that's a slightly different figure than most of us are used to, I would imagine. And certainly if you're driving that type of car and listening to the podcast, I'm not quite sure what I can do to teach you any more than you are doing with money. Although we can probably help you with health and fitness and, you know, personal relationships. But from a money point of view, I'd say you've pretty much nipped it in the bud. But how much life force have they expended in order to get that? So, you know, we're really back to those three rules again, which is cutting your costs, generate more cash and invest the rest. And if we were doing £250,000 a month, for example, buying a private jet is probably not the first on my list of things to do, quite frankly. The first on my list of things to do would be to either pay down some mortgage debt or actually get into some more mortgage debt with 20 or 30% mortgages, do a little bit of leverage and start buying more properties around the 100 grand mark that are pulling in, you know, £700-800 a month, sort of 10% yields up north. And we would probably be buying up a couple of businesses in order to run those, so I don't have anything to do with it. So it's really interesting when you start breaking down those numbers, and we mentioned before those numbers, you know, £250,000 divided by 1,000 people is only £250 a month. So, like, those numbers actually work. Even if you're charging £250 a month and you want to get 10 people, that's £2,500. And if you want to get 100 people, that's still £25,000 a month. And yeah, that might not buy us a private jet and afford to just literally pull up at the airport, jump on a private jet, land at Leeds Bradford, have a chauffeur, take us to pick up the kids and so on. I mean, like, when you've got that lifestyle, do you even, like, feed yourself? Do you just have people come with a spoon and feed you? Like, who knows? I'm not that lifestyle yet. Certainly one of the things that has happened continued to happen until I became really consciously aware, was that when you start getting into money and you don't have to work, like, my kids were asking me how many hours I work, and it was like, this week I've worked maybe an hour or two. Depends what you call work, I suppose, doesn't it? We've done some filming. Is that work? I guess. But I enjoy it. We just bought a GoPro 5, by the way. GoPro 5 Black, which you'll see on the YouTube channels, where we're going to start doing some more live, not live, but some blogging, like video blogs or vlogging. So you're going to see some of that stuff. But we don't really work a lot of hours. And so actually it's made us really lazy and fat as well. And we, as you're probably aware, we started doing some work on the fitness, putting the miles in and losing some weight again. So that's pretty good. But, you know, when you're starting to do £25,000 a month, £50,000 a month, £100,000 a month, it depends what you're doing, really. It's really easy to not doing anything and just be really lazy and sit around and watch Netflix all day. Because when you're growing up and you used to have no money, that was your dream. As crap as that dream is, but that was a lot of people's dreams. And I'm not convinced that that's necessarily the answer for most people, although you think it is. Or you think that once you get the Ferrari, and I see this all the time, they get the Ferrari and it's costing them £1,000 a month, and they're having to work 60-hour weeks in order for that Ferrari. And they're having to work that amount of hours to earn that extra £1,000 a month to pay for that car. And it's like, it's not worth it. It's only £1,000 a month. In the whole scheme of things, it's an insignificant amount each month. I know it's a lot of money to spend on a car, or £1,500 or £2,000. It's irrelevant how much that number actually is. And this is the sort of thing that I really want you to understand about the money, is that, you know, if you're earning £2,000 a month, but you're spending £2,200, you're going to go bust, right? But in order to not go bust, you just got to increase your income by an extra £200 or decrease your cost by £200. So if you can get your cost down to £1,900 and you can save £100, you never need to worry about money ever again. But if your costs are £2,100 and you're over by £100 every month, then that's actually going to cause a lot of issues. But £2,000 a month in itself isn't a huge amount of money. And I want you to start understanding that by learning to think bigger, start playing around with some of these crazy numbers. I remember going through some of my training, and you know, we'd go to the Breakthrough to Success events in London, me and my wife, and we'd write down how much money we wanted to earn, and it'd be X amount of pounds. And then now add a zero onto it, and everyone goes, you know, ooh, starts laughing because it's such a crazy amount. Oh, I've put 10 grand down, and now it's £100,000 a month. And you're like, oh. And now actually we're running numbers at £250,000 and working out how can we make that real, our reality. And in fact, one of the podcasts we did earlier was, my reality is you're crazy. You know, like, literally waking up and working maybe an hour or two a week is crazy for most people. That's 4 hours a month. Screw Tim Ferriss with his 4-hour work week. We don't even work that, for God's sake. I don't remember reading that book thinking, this is bollocks. And here we are working less than that and running a pretty big sized portfolio here in the UK. So it's like, just because it's a crazy number doesn't mean it's not achievable, because it totally is achievable once you know the combination that's going to get you to those figures. But if that little voice inside of your head is saying, nah, 200 grand a month, nah, 50 grand a month, never, 10 grand a month, no, of course, if you're on minimum wage and that's what you're thinking is, that's what your belief system is. I remember the very first time I earned £20,000 in a month, for coaching services. And it just blew me away. And I it was a one-off until I did it again. And so this is what can happen. And then you move up to this new level of reality. But you never get to that number in reality unless it starts in the head first. And so your homework for today, it's just a quick one because I'm at the house, it's starting to rain, I'm in the conservatory, you can probably hear it. There's trains passing every couple of minutes. It's not the best place actually to do podcasting. But anyway, and I have edited out a couple of the trains, you'd be pleased. But your homework for this podcast is I would just want you to think about what would you need to do to earn £250,000 a month? That's question one. Like, what would you need to do? Like, you know, if you're cleaner, you know, £10 an hour, that's what, 25,000 rooms to clean, right? It's not that. It's, I want you to work out what the numbers are. So for me, it's like, you know, 250 quid times 1,000 people is £250,000. That's great. Yours might be 100 people times 2,500 people. It could be, what did we say? 250, 125. It could be £75 times 5,000 people. I don't know what that is, by the way. 75 times 5,000. Oh, it's £375,000 a month. Think about that. £75 a month times 5,000 people is £375,000 a month. That's 4.5 million. That would buy you the jet, I'm guessing. So then the question becomes, what can you sell for 75 quid a month? And how can you sell it to 5,000 people who need that product that will improve their life in some way, whatever that product happens to be? And that's what you've got to be looking at. So your homework, your first one is, how do you work out those numbers? What are those numbers going to look like? The second part of your homework is, what would that do to your life? If you're doing £375,000 a month, okay? Well, now, obviously, you're going to have a tax implication here. Now, actually, through your business, you know, you could buy your jet through the business, and so that would offset against the profits, obviously, because you're using it for business. You know, flying in to see the kids on a kids' weekend. Obviously, I'll be having client meetings that weekend too, naturally. So you'll be able to offset some of this. But, you know, £375,000 a month, you're going to lose some in tax. Let's just take 50% off. That's what, about £182,500, whatever it is, something like that. That's not bad. You know, what are you going to do with that money? How would that change your life? And if you wanted the £1.3 million Porsche 918, first of all, where on earth in England would you even consider driving that? There's speed bumps everywhere. It wouldn't get over the speed bumps. It would be stuck on the speed bumps. And the chavs coming out of the estates would be pushing it off the speed bump to allow you to proceed. So I don't know where you would even drive that car here in the UK. The UK really hates people with money, it seems, as you can tell by the road system. But, it's probably the biggest reason I would never buy a car like that, because where on earth are you going to drive it? I mean, it's sunny, it's raining all the time anyway. But somewhere in Spain where it's sunny all the time, maybe. Although we still get speed bumps there, but not quite as bad. So, but how would it change your life? Where would you live? What would your kids be doing? So instead of your kids coming home and living in a high-rise block, and obviously, you know, we've had Grenfell, haven't we? That disaster that happened there. And that's horrifying. No one should have to live in high-rise blocks like that. And if that's you right now, then you owe it to yourself to actually run these numbers and go, I'm not prepared to live like this anymore, and make that change, right? And it's down to you to run those numbers and start testing it. Now, first of all, you'll feel ridiculous, okay? And that's totally fine. Of course you feel ridiculous. First time you do anything amazing, you feel ridiculous. The second time you do it, you'll feel less ridiculous. When I first started buying property, I ran those numbers a million times. It must have been a million times. I talked to everyone I could about it, and I ran those numbers again and again and again and again. And that's what I want you to do. And it's almost like you're trying on this new version of you to see if it fits. And at first, it won't fit because it's not you. It doesn't suit you, right? But eventually, after doing it, you become more accustomed to that level of thinking. And when you become more accustomed to that level of thinking, and you become more comfortable at thinking about those sort of numbers, your brain is like, yeah, actually, let's look at this seriously and see if we can work these numbers out. So there are two pieces of homework. Look, I hope you enjoyed this one. It's a little bit different. My voice is a little bit quieter. The kids are all up in bed. The little one's in bed. We're in between sort of holidays and that sort of thing. I'm in the conservatory and it's raining. There's trains going past. But it's a slightly different one. I just wanted to delve into those numbers But if I'd like you to give me some feedback. By the way, if you've not if you've not given me a review on iTunes, then please go and give me a review on iTunes. And if you've not joined me on Facebook, come and join me on Facebook and LinkedIn, and come and subscribe to my YouTube channel and ask some questions. That's what we're here for. We're here to help as much as you want, or as little as you want, whatever works for you. So don't be afraid, just come and do it. All right, and on that note, I hope that's really useful for you, and we'll speak to you in the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.